You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am. I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting from a little cold but sunny Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I never take it for granted that you are listening to me from all over the world. And I'm so honored that you allow me to come into your hearing and into your heart and into your home every week for the past 12 years. And for that, I'm thankful. Well, I hope you're making a decision to have a great day, to create a great week. And, you know, you are a powerful creator, so it's all up to you. You choose every day. Actually, you choose every moment what you're going to manifest. Well, it's been a very interesting week for me, y'all. How many of you have ever just got an intuition, felt intuitive in your heart? I know this is going to be too much information, but I'm leading up to a story. So it's been hot, cold here in Atlanta. And so one night I decided I'm going to sleep with the heat on, which I rarely do, but it was really cold one night, and I did. And when I woke up the next morning, wow, I was feeling some kind of way. And I felt that way for a couple of days, and I called my doctor, and he said, Constance, I want you to rest your voice for 3 to 4 days. And that's what I did. And today, really, I'm supposed to take 2 more days, but he told me to try to do my show. So here I am. So y'all pray with me, okay? I'm believing that I'm going to be really be able to go through this really smoothly, because we have such a powerful guest, Dr. Missy Johnson. And boy, you better put your seatbelt on, because Dr. Missy is going to be talking to us about fearless faith. She has a remarkable story and some powerful principles to share. So I'm going to answer a listener's question. But before I get to the question, I want to thank you so much for your emails. I'm hearing about how the Think, Believe, and Manifest show is really changing lives all over the world. It just comes from so many places. People are saying to me, I've been listening to you for years. You helped me. I was in an abusive relationship. One lady said, I think she's in Europe, and now I have a job and I'm happy, and I was able to get out of that relationship. And then just this week, someone shared with me, Constance, it was this lady on a radio show talking about you. And I'm like, who is it? And her name was Stella, is Stella, and said she used to be your client. And I'm like, Stella? But that was 10 years ago. And I told her to give me Stella's phone number, and Stella and I reconnected. And Stella told me that I have changed her life, coaching with me. And it's been 10 years since we coach. She left her job. She found a home. She's doing her poetry. And so I know that this show is a blessing to you. And, you know, I just have a belief and a mantra that you bless whatever is blessing you. And so since this show is blessing you, I'm thanking you for your donation. It helps me to serve other people in Africa. I had one lady to really give a large donation for the clients and the ladies that I'm working with in Africa. And so since this show is blessing, inspiring, and transforming you, I'm thanking you for your gift. No matter how large or small, in advance, you can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and hit the donate button, or you can cash at me, $Constance Arnold. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be making it easier for you, because I'm going to have a membership page where you can have more intimate contact with me, and a subscriber page. So we're making it all work out. Is there anything else? Yes, follow me on social media, on Clubhouse. It's LOA Constance, the same for Instagram and Twitter, and on Facebook is Coach with Constance. YouTube, you guys have got to subscribe to my YouTube channel, the Think, Believe, and Manifest YouTube channel. I have videos on there that you can watch, and you know, just short teachings, etc. All right, let me take a sip of this hot lemon tea. I'm doing good so far, y'all. Y'all be in agreement with me. So I received an email from a client, and he talked about he understood the law of attraction formula, but he says very few people talk about the role of emotions and or feelings. And could I expound on that? So let me just say, whatever your goal, intention, or dreams are, that you always create in two places. You create inside in consciousness first. What is consciousness? What you think, feel, believe, and imagine. And then you create from the outside. I really believe that we spend too much time outside. If you spent more time embodying, becoming pregnant with and a knowing on the inside, that the outside is just a picturing of your consciousness. Y'all, life is consciousness. And so whatever you are feeling on the inside, we live in states. And so if or in moods. And so that's why this whole week, people say, how you feeling? So I'm feeling good. I made a decision to feel healthy, to feel good. I saw myself being able to go through this whole show. I was feeling energetic. I was running. I was walking. I was walking my dog. What was I doing? Creating from inside consciousness. You see, you have to become a mental equivalent of whatever you desire. Because the truth is, you can only attract that which you mentally become, embody, and feel. Ooh, that was so good. I got to say that again. You can only attract that, whatever that is, which you mentally become, embody, and feel. So feelings are important. You have to get a mental equivalent of what you desire in consciousness first, because we know everything comes to you out of your inner consciousness, not out of your outside action. Do I believe in action? Absolutely. But I believe you need to become pregnant with, you need to incubate, you need to own, you need to know something on the inside with feeling, and then you can change. So you need to, sir, you need to, whatever your goal and or intention is, you need to begin to feel yourself being in the reality that you already have what you desire. So you're putting yourself in the picture. You feel yourself in the reality of it. I say sometimes you got to tell your feelings, like I did this week, you know, what you're going to feel. So you're going to have to get full of the feeling that whatever you desire, whatever your intention is, you have it now. Whatever good you desire, get full of the feeling. Everybody say that with me. Whatever good I desire, I'm going to get full of the feeling. So if you want to be successful, get full of the feeling of success. What would that look like? What would you be doing? What would your life look like? Would you have a home here in Atlanta, then one in Florida, then one in France? Would you have friends? Would you have a chef? Would you have people over for dinner? Would you be able to be really philanthropic? You get full of that. You get full of the feeling when you're able to be philanthropic and give, and people say, oh my God, thank you so much. I was praying for this. So does everybody see that? So you're not just thinking, sir, you're getting full of the feelings as if you already have it now, because you do. You're really creating your future right now. So what did I say? Whatever good you want, you get full of that feeling. So you're getting full of that feeling where? In your consciousness first. If you want a car, I'm just using material things. It can be going back to school. So let me do going back to school. If you want to go back to school and get your degree, you don't know how. You don't have to know how. You get full of the feeling of you in class whenever they do go back to school. That you are full of the feeling that you're in class. You see yourself with your cap and gown on. You're walking across the stage. They're giving your degree. You hear your family screaming in the background. You are full of the feeling, and you haven't even enrolled yet. Does everybody see that? So you're sitting down mentally in the seat of it's already done. You're getting full of the feeling in your consciousness, you know, and that's what I teach my clients. I was telling a client just this week to live in her imagination, to live there, to think there, to feel there, to dream about it, that it takes up all of the capacity of your being and your thinking. Because remember, life is consciousness. So whatever you're creating, thinking, and feeling on the inside, so you're full of the feeling and the fulfillment that is already done. Your subconscious is most impacted by your feelings. And I was teaching another one of my clients to get full of the feeling that she already had the job. She said, but I'm scared. I'm like, you got to say this or something better. This or something higher. I said, get full of it. See, if it's not this, we don't care. We're just getting full of the feeling that the job that you desire is already yours. So that is one piece of the law of attraction that a lot of people don't talk about. All right. So, sir, I hope that that really helps you. And speaking of the law of attraction, I would love to be your law of attraction coach. I am a certified law of attraction. I've worked with thousands of clients. You already know that. You've heard and watched my testimonies. I'm also a certified dream coach with the Marsha Weider, teaching people strategies as to how their dreams can come true. So y'all, I'm not just teaching it, I'm living it. Everything that I have, I'm looking at the house that I'm in right now, looking out of my bay window, I'm in my dining room, and I lived in this house. I was full of the feeling of it, and I really developed a mental equivalent of it before I even moved in. So I'm going to teach you how to get clear about what you want using the law of attraction, how to move past those limiting beliefs. I'm also going to share with you how you can begin to take your vision off of the vision board, y'all. We got to take it off of the vision board, and how, like I shared with this listener, how we can get full of the feeling, how to change our thinking. Your thinking is always creating. I put something on Facebook today, I think on social media. You cannot afford the luxury of having a negative thought. You cannot afford the luxury of allowing negative thoughts, moods, and emotions to rule your life. So I'm going to be right there helping you get clear about what you want. You know, the great thing about a coach is a coach can help you see your blind spots. Y'all have heard me talk about my trainer. I'm going to talk about him again. You know, I've been walking and running for 25 to 30 years. Some people say in great shape, but when I start working with him, man, he's making me use some muscles that I didn't even know existed. It's amazing. And he has really shifted, changed and toned my body. And that's what I'm going to do with you. It's going to be accountability, Just today, I did a 10-minute call in between the hourly coaching sessions with one of my clients in France. So when you purchase one of my packages, we'll have hourly sessions. But then if you need just a 10-minute check-in, and I recommend that, then we could do a 10-minute check-in via Skype, Messenger, Zoom. You know, it's our FaceTime, however you want to coach. And somebody said, well, I live in Africa. I got clients in Africa. You know, I got clients in Australia. I'm trying to think, what is the farthest away from where I am? It doesn't matter. We can make it work. But you have to be ready for it. And if you feel like you are ready for change, you've heard me say, somebody said last week that isolation is the new poverty. Because when you're by yourself, you don't have anyone to sharpen you, to coach you, to speak into your life. I have certain people that speak into my life. Do this, do more of this, do less of this. So you're brainstorming, you are bringing in people that are on your level or higher, who've been there and done that. So if you're ready for change, let's do a discovery call. Just email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Let's make it happen. I'm here to listen to you and to help you live your best life. You know, y'all, it is the end of February. And my question to you is, we're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you to align with these universal laws. How has your life changed over the past 2 months? And so why not take the action, make it happen? I would love to partner with you and to coach you into living, you know, just your best life. You know, one of my clients texted me today and she said, I got the job. She received a consulting job. And, you know, I'm happier for my clients probably than they are. And it encourages me and it increases my faith. So I want to hear you say, Constance, I manifested love, or I manifested my job, whatever your dream, intention, and our goal might be. Let's make it happen, everybody. Well, hallelujah, I made it through. And I can't wait to hear what Dr. Missy Johnson is going to say. So why don't I go to these quick commercials, and then we're going to come right back with Dr. Missy Johnson. She's going to be talking to us about how to have fearless faith. Stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and I am so excited. And I know what you're saying, Constance, you're always excited. Well, you know, expectation and being excited is a form of faith. And so my very special guest today, y'all better put your seatbelt on, all those folks over in Europe and Africa, and of course in the U.S., my very special guest today is Dr. Missy Johnson. And you know, when people have really done the work, I love to really read about who they are. So let me just tell you a little bit about who she are. Dr. Missy Johnson is the founder and CEO of Fearless Women Rock and CTC Professional Development Institute. Dr. Missy is also the recipient of President Barack Obama Lifetime Achievement Award and Michigan Chronicle 2017 Michigan Women of Excellence. She's been on all kind of media platforms, but these are just a few. She has been on the cover and been featured on CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, in the Huffington Post, and the National Association of Black Journalists. She is an executive trainer, speaker, and international Amazon 3-time best-selling author. She's a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer and a neuroscience leadership coach for women. And today she's going to be talking about her awesome book, Fearless Faith, Life After Cancer, How to Survive a Life Tsunami and Win. Dr. Missy Johnson, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Constance.
What an honor.
Thank you. I'm honored and I'm humble, and I take no platform for granted.
Well, you're not only beautiful on the outside, but you're beautiful inside, and you have a story to tell. I have so many questions for you, Dr. Missy, but I'm going to let you start with your story. Tell our listeners about your story, and then we're going to teach some people how they can begin to have fearless faith right where they are.
Yes. Oh, I have so many stories. I would just start with the story of breast cancer.
Okay, let's start there.
And that story happened right after I had other experience health challenges. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was done, and I thought that I surrendered. And God, do what you gonna do with me. And then the breast cancer came. And that was very challenging for me, because in my family, There is generational of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I didn't know if I had the physicality and the mentality to push through. Even though I'm Fearless Women Rock, and I was still fearless in the journey, I just didn't know that my physical body and my mindset could hold up to that. But it did. Because of my fearless faith, it did, because I had to change my mindset about how I felt. And that's when I totally surrendered. I said, okay, I thought I surrendered before, but when I surrendered everything in my DNA that I had left to God and say, you know, if you're going to do something with me, this is the moment where you're going to do it, because my hands is off. My hands is too short to box with you. So I'm trusting you. And that is when my trust level in my faith went to another level, because I know that it was nothing that I did.
Well, I'm going to come back to that and unpack that a little bit. We'll do it right now. So we have listeners, yes, who may not have experience what you did, but they might be right in the middle of a crisis. I know your chapters are called The Tsunami of Career, and I looked up the word tsunami, and it means a tidal wave. And you know, you and I both know that if we've seen pictures, videos on TV, that when a tsunami comes, it just ravages everything. So what would you say to someone right now who might be experiencing a tsunami in their career because of COVID-19? How do you surrender to God and trust when seemingly everything is just going crazy?
Well, you know, with a tsunami, you know, as you said, you know, it's like something huge just coming. But the crazy part about a tsunami, you don't even hear it or see it coming. Mm. So for a person that has abruptly lost their job, or abruptly got a diagnosis, or something happened in their family, when something comes up on you that hits you and you didn't see it coming, you're going to have to look at everything that's going on around you to see, what can I pull from my wheelhouse of what I already have to make sure that I can build on what I already have. You might not have the opportunity to say, let me fix it right now. The tsunami came and rolled you over. Now you don't roll over. You can still build from a tsunami. You just have to look at what's inside of your wheelhouse and just start rebuilding again.
You also said that, you know, you surrendered, you thought you had surrendered, and you said, okay, God. But did you have something in your wheelhouse when you felt like, I've done everything, I don't know if I have enough faith for this? What was that?
That was a place of emptiness. Mm-hmm. Because I felt that, because I'm a church girl. Mm-hmm. I thought I had, okay, God, I obeyed you. I did this and that. I thought I had did all that. But sometimes I was still reluctant on what I can do. Mm. And what I had to learn is that it's nothing in my wheelhouse. So I had to listen to what I learned, what I know, and change my mindset about everything that's going on around me. What I learned, what I know, and trust the process. Because in the what happens, people see the glory, but they don't know the story. Mm-hmm. You have to learn to trust the process. And when you trust in the process, you're not trusting the process that you know about going to school, getting the career and all that. You're trusting something that's higher than what you are and who you are. Trust the unknown. Trust the process. But in the end of trusting the process, I already put in my mindset, I already know how this is going to end. I just believe I knew how this was going to end. So if I knew how it was going to end, or my expected end, or how I thought it was going to end, let me just take the steps. Let me just go through the process. I might not even know what the process looked like, but let me just trust God and go through the process on what I learned, changing my mindset, and trusting.
Wow. You know, I'm on the law of attraction, so mindset is so big. You know, and the Spirit just dealt with me about a year ago, Constance. It ain't your self-effort. It's not your self-will. And so a lot of times when people are trying to manifest stuff, they don't realize that they're really co-creating with God. And even in that process, you have to surrender the process. So you said that you surrendered the process, because a lot of people want to know, when is this going to happen? What people? How do you kind of surrender the process? How did you do that? What would that look like?
Believe in something that's bigger than myself. Mm. Because I knew as humans, I have the activities of my limbs, the five senses, the sight, the smell, the touch, the see. I knew about the five senses. But what kicked in was a sense that I already had, which is faith. So faith became my sixth sense. That was nothing that I could see, touch, feel, or hear. It was any of that. It was anything that I can physical put on. So I had to use my faith in God to elevate the things that I can't see, to elevate the things that I want to happen in my life, and trust the process. So faith became my sixth sense, meaning that it is something, believing in something that you can't see, touch, or feel, but it's a higher being. Whatever a person's being is, mm-hmm. it's that higher being.
So you said that you change your mindset, and we know thinking is really big, because we know your thinking creates. So how did you change your mindset in the middle of that crisis? And what can you share with listeners? How can they begin to change their mindset, and when?
What do you want the end to look like? Everything starts with a end result. We come into this world, we're going to die from this world. So in that process, in between that dash, what do you want your world to look like in between that dash? So in between that dash, you start making the preparations, setting the goals, getting the plans, getting in relationships, learning tools, resources, so you can complete what you set out to do. Now, along the road from age to age, from different ages, it might change, because it does change, because people think change, things change, the world change, but still stay on the track. Never lose focus of what you want to do.
That's good. That's great. I'm thinking about something else that I read about you. So that means that somewhere in the middle of the process, you talked about your expected end, your imagination had to come into play. because we know we think in pictures. Talk about how did you use your imagination maybe on your sickest day or when you were like, God, I don't know if I can make it or not. How did you use yours, and what would you say to people who might feel mired in their circumstances?
What I will say to you, what happened to me is that we talked about the breast cancer earlier. Mm-hmm. What people didn't know is that 15 years prior to that, my aunt and her daughter, her two daughters, died of breast cancer 18 months apart. Mm. One of them was a double funeral. Mm. When I was diagnosed with cancer, there was two people in my family, in addition to myself, with cancer. What I said, it was scary, because I said, I'm not going to die in this. I don't come too far. Mm-hmm. So you have to make up in your mind, when you start thinking about what you want so tough that you're going to cancel out, it's just the law of the universe. You're going to cancel out anything that comes against what you set your mind to. Hell or high water. I don't care what comes. You have to stay so focused, even on your sickest day, even on your worst day on the job. You can't take the distractions or the ignorance of other people. You can't take anything negative into your wheelhouse. You have to stay focused, so laser focused on what you want from that situation, from that individual, or what you want for yourself, and keep it moving.
And so it sounds like that your vision is so powerful and potent, it pulls you away from daily distractions.
Yes, my vision pulled me so tough that I was running from my vision. It pulled me so tough. My vision pulled me so tough that when I stopped chasing what I wanted, it started chasing me. And it said, you want this. My vision pulled me so tough that it kept me focused. But on the weakest days, when I said, maybe I can't do this, my vision said, hold up. Hmm. It started chasing me. Because your vision ain't going to let go of you when you so focused on what you want.
Wow. So when you said you stopped chasing your vision, did you just like, okay, God, I'm seeking you, I'm looking to you, and then your vision found you? Expound on that for us. What does that mean?
So what that means is that, you know, breast cancer run in my family. And I said, you know, I never said I'm not going to get it, but when we talk about the tsunami, it sneaked up on me.
Yeah.
And when it sneaked up on me, I didn't see it coming. So now what has happened is that the breast cancer that came in my family is something about that for me that I can handle, where I can help people. So I stop being afraid of what a generational curse was and start turning it around so I can make it work for my good to help other people, but not just in breast cancer, but in any situation, because you have to have boldness, you have to have resilience, you have to be courageous, you have to have fearlessness about you. So what happened, that thing I was running from, it started chasing me and it propelled me into the thing that I already wanted to do.
So how does somebody become fearless when there's fear in them and they're like, how in the world is that going to happen? Here you are, a three-time Amazon, international Amazon, got to put that international on there. Can't leave that out. International best-selling author, and you know, you received that powerful award from President Barack Obama. How does a person become fearless when seemingly it's all kind of stuff going on?
Absolutely. How they become fearless is that sometimes you have to hook up with somebody, an accountability person. When a person believes in you just as much as you believe in yourself, they see the greatness in you when you sometimes wouldn't even see it in yourself. Because today, you know, people see me as bold, fearless, courageous, and all this. But a lot of times, Constance, I covered it up. I covered up my fear. But on the outside, I exonerated fearlessness. But on the inside, I was still trying to find my own way. I was still trying to find my own power. But what happened, I started connecting with people who are like-minded. I started connecting with people who envision what I envision. And when you start connecting with right people, accountability, mentorship, coaching, or whatever that thing may be, then they will bring the thing in that's inside of you, out of you. You know, you might not say, I'm fearless, but you might say, I'm courageous. You might not say, I'm fearless, but you might say, I'm bold. You might not say that I'm resilient, but you could take that next step. So just being with people, you know, like that, that can propel you to your next.
Yeah, I love what T.D. Jakes says. He said, you need to be with people that they say a word and you're like, where's my thesaurus? What does that mean?
Yes.
I never heard that before, because the Bible says iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
And so I always say you need to be with people on your level or higher.
Higher.
Who push you, who promote you, et cetera. So what would you say to somebody who, well, Constance, I live in this small town, you know, Dr. Missy, I live in this small town, and I got one lady, she listened to me every Sunday. She is a sheep herder, and it's a little small town. What would you say to somebody like that? How can they find people who can sharpen them, like-minded people?
You have to get out and you have to be seen. You have to go looking for them, because where you are at, so let's use the lady that's a sheep herder.
Okay.
She has greatness was inside of her. But like you said, iron sharpen iron. So that means now she has to connect with somebody. She has to be open. A closed mind don't get fed. So if you are not open to seeking people out, then you're kind of going to stay in your box. Nothing is wrong with you in your box, but sometimes a person just needs to tell you how great you are as a sheep herder. They need to tell you about the skill levels that you have as a sheep herder. They need to tell you that there's greatness in what you do and that you can help somebody else as a sheep herder. Because she got skills, she got talents, she also has goals, and she visions and dreams. But sometimes you just got to step out the field to go meet with somebody or connect with somebody that can see the greatness in you.
Ooh, that's good and juicy. I love that. You know, something else just crossed my mind. So you mentioned people and being around like-minded people. What if people have been hurt, they feel betrayed, Constance, I can't trust anybody, you know, Dr. Missy, what do you do in situations like that, where people really need others, but they feel betrayed? And so, you know, a lot of people, they're just like sitting at home behind their computer doing it by themselves. I heard recently somebody said that isolation is the new poverty, because anytime you're by yourself, you're impoverished because you can't brainstorm. So how can people really trust? I know you had, you worked through that when they've been hurt before. What would you say about that?
Acknowledge the hurt. Because hurt is real. I've been hurt so many times. I've been broken by people so many times. But what I would say to that person is, don't let nobody in no situation block your blessing. Don't hold anger or animosity against a person or a situation, because they're doing what they want to do. Please believe that. Mm-hmm. They're doing what they want to do. Let go of the hurt. Ask God to heal your heart. And even if you don't ask for forgiveness from them, just ask for forgiveness for you to forgive them. They ain't even got to know. Because when you forgive yourself, that is like the biggest freedom that you can have. Because holding on to damaged goods, damaged relationships, you're going to stay stuck. And you're going to take it to your grave.
And so has it been your experience that, you know, once you start becoming this mover and shaker, you know, you're traveling all over, you know, everybody wants to sign my book. And so did your friends change, and did God bring new people in your life? What did that look like? Because, you know, different levels bring in different people.
What I found out on this journey, and I can't remember exactly, but I know T.D. Jakes said it, and some another minister said it. Mm-hmm. I had to learn in this process is don't throw away the people that support you. Mm-hmm. But you have to find out how they support you. You have to define what your friendship is with that person, because as you start growing, somebody might not be growing. Your other friend might not be growing. So you have to find out what is the position that that friendship have in your life. So for example, me and my friend, one of my friends, we started out in business together. But as we started growing, I'm a person that share, because I just love sharing. Mm-hmm. You know, they know I'll be knowing stuff, so they know I'm going to tell them, you know, the goods and the resources and things like that. But they were not telling me what they were doing. So they started doing their business on another level and wasn't telling me. And I felt some kind of way, because I'm like, I'm coaching you and I'm telling you what you do to take your business to the next level, but you're not telling me nothing. So what God had to deal with me and say, you know what? That's a good friend for you on this level.
Yeah.
So identify what level your friendship is with them. Don't throw them away, but just know what it is. So I would say, identify your friendships. They've been there a long time. Don't throw them away. And just identify the position that they have in your life, if they got a position.
Yeah. Now that's the parenthesis right there. You know, if they have a position, that is so true. So you also talk about the tsunami of starting over again. You know, I talked to a client in, where was that? Oh, in France today. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I said, well, are y'all out of quarantine? She said, no, we're about to go back in. We have a curfew right now, but now we got to go back in for 3 more weeks where it's not going to be anything open. And so a lot, and she said, I just feel like I'm starting over again. What would you say to people who feel like, boy, 2020 really shook my life, or maybe this crisis, this divorce really shook my life? What are some strategies or steps or mindset for starting over again?
I would say to that person is, go back to your tool house to see what you can create, because there's so much creation inside of a person that we just don't know. When you start going into your wheelhouse and start looking at what can I create, don't focus on a whole bunch of things that you can create. Focus on one or two things that you can create, master it, and start teaching it. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Because being isolated, it's very, very difficult. It's been a difficult year for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's been a great year for a lot of people. But as long as you have some kind of connection with people, you know, just like we're doing now, we're two different locations, but we're having a virtual reality
connection.
So you're going to have to go back and start making some connections.
I love that. So how did you feel, or how do you feel when you manifest, you know, just powerful things in your life, like you were awarded, you know, the Barack Obama presentation, and, you know, you're just all of that. What does that feel like for you? Did you imagine your life to be what it is now? I know that's 2 questions, but what does that feel like when you accomplish something really great and manifest?
Well, you know, I'm the kind of girl that I don't mind doing the work, and I'm not always looking for the award from awards. I look for the award from people. How can I impact their life? How can I make their life better? I'm a volunteer queen. You know, I volunteer for a lot of stuff. And every time I volunteer, they was like, oh, well, can you be the leader? You know, so a lot of times when I volunteer, I always end up being the leader. I don't mind leading. So when the physical award comes, when people actually see what you've done, it's really, for me, it's a very humbling experience to receive a prestigious award and just keep doing the work, because it's great to have that award, and I'm very honored, But just stay in the work, whatever your work is. And what happens, it's a validation for other people that, hey, this girl for real about what she does. And maybe what she's doing, I can do too.
Yeah. You know, I'm on the law of attraction, so I got to bring that up. You know, a lot of times people think, well, Constance, are you just sitting around meditating in Atlanta and visualizing? I'm like, no, honey, I'm working, you know, and I hear that you have a powerful a work practice in your life, work ethic. So people in business, are you all about serving with excellence, and in your serving, money comes to you, ideas, opportunities? What's your paradigm? What's your take on that?
The law of attraction is key. Visualization is key. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, mm-hmm. This is real quick, I said that I'm going to be an actress with Denzel Washington.
Mm-mm.
And it's so funny because my girlfriend and I majored in communications in undergrad. Well, she went to Hollywood and she was waiting for me. I never did come. You know, life happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, let's say, you know, 15 years later, I'm a screenwriter.
Hmm.
I've just wrote a movie and BET is going to be airing it in October. And I found this out last year. I was working on it and I couldn't say anything, but now I can speak on it. Mm-hmm. And for the past 4 years, I said, I'm going to write a movie. And I've been taking script writing classes. And I said, my movie going to be on TV. And people hear me, oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. No, you're a speaker, author, and coach. You know what that got to do with anything? It's all about your story.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is about your story. So what happened when you're manifesting stuff, you don't know the approximate date and time that's going to happen. But I visualized it. And I pulled the universe into it to support me. And here it is.
Well, congratulations. I'm excited for you.
I'm not at all
surprised. And so I heard you mention, you said it. So do you do a lot of affirmations, declarations, speaking scriptures out loud over
yes.
your life? Talk about that and how can listeners do the same? That's a winning mindset.
Yes, I do affirmations. I do scriptures. And one of the scriptures that I used to, okay, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Hope you this is going to take it wrong. I used to hate in church, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He will should direct that path. I was so sick of that scripture. I said, how are you going to be trusting the Lord? He don't even know what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. But when you live life and you go through some things, every day I trust in the Lord and I lean not to my own understanding. And the trust in the Lord part I got, but leaning not to your own understanding, I could not take it because my understanding is all that I had in my physicality. But now when I took it off of me and I said, lean to not to my own understanding and let him acknowledge my path and direct my path, I love that scripture because mm-hmm. I trust him. And it's not my understanding. Even though I might be reading something like, I don't understand that, but God, you do. So guess what? I need you to lead me. And he leads me. And then the other one by Dr. Martin Luther King, he said, if you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But by all means, keep going. And that's mm-hmm. what I do. I keep going.
I need to turn my phone off. Okay, hold up, everybody. This is live. Okay. And I love that because so many times people are like, oh, okay, Dr. Miss, I want to be like her. And they don't understand the work, time, effort, stages, transformation that's taking place on the inside.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely work and research. Because you got to know who out there in the field, okay? It's work and research and it's implementation and execution. You got to prepare, implement, then execute. And that's what I do.
Talk a little bit about that because, you know, a lot of people are big dreamers, but mm-hmm. they don't have strategies, preparation, and or execution. So what would that look like for people?
Absolutely. So now I'm manifested. I'm going to be a screenwriter. We're talking about, so I'm just using that as an example. I planned my route. So what does it look like planning? Well, what do screenwriters do? How much they get paid? What does it mean? So I planned out the strategy. Now, that means I have to go take some classes. That means I have to study. Screenwriting is not easy. It's like being a nurse or doctor. It's its own lane. So I planned. Now implement. Now let me start writing my own script. Let me let people look at it. What do I need to fix? I implemented the strategies from what I learned. And executing. Now I planned it. I implemented. And I executed. Now let me start. This is the part where people get stuck. Executing meaning to do. Execute means to do. Now what are you going to do with your plan and your implementation? So you start sending it out. You're going to get a lot more no's than you get yeses. I execute it. One day, somebody going to look at it. One day, somebody going to say, oh, that's good.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So plan, implement, and execute.
You know, all my listeners know that I'm a Christian. And if I hear one more person say, I'm just waiting on God. Ooh. I'm like, you're not waiting on God because God has already done everything.
He done it.
What do you say to people who say they waiting on God? I think it's fear-based.
Yeah. When I hear that, they're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I look at. It's in some form or fashion, they're not ready or they're afraid.
Yeah. That's really powerful. So what are your daily practices? We want to get in your business a little bit. I like to look behind the scenes of a person's private life.
Yes.
So we can take a look at what are you doing every day? You know, they say that, I think it was John Maxwell, you're a John Maxwell coach, that said you can look at a person's daily rituals, daily practices, and determine where their life is going. What do you do every day?
What I do every day is I look at my schedule. Well, I look at my schedule the night before so I can see what's going on. Then I look at my schedule the day of. I pray. I know that we're in a COVID environment, semi-COVID environment, depending on where you're at. I get dressed every day. You know, I know people say, you know, y'all be in my pajamas. You know, every now and then I might be in my pajamas. But I like to get ready. So I like to stay ready, so I don't have to get ready.
I love that.
That's what I do. And then what I do is I spend time with my husband because we've been married for over like 20 years. And I know that I'm busy and everything, but I want to make sure that, you know, I'm giving my husband some time, you know, so he won't think I'm not forgetting about him or anything. What I also do is I write down my daily goals of there's going to be like three things I'm going to accomplish every day. Everything. If I don't hit the three, it's definitely going to be two things that I set in my mind to accomplish every day, and I do it. I also talk to my mom every day because you only have one mother. You know, I talk to my mom every day. My dad is gone, and I know that she's kind of been lonely a little bit, especially with COVID and everything. So I talk to her. As a matter of fact, I gave her a goldfish for Valentine's Day. So I'm always checking on my family. And then after I do the family stuff and my goals, I come into my office. And when I tell them, I say, when y'all come into my office, this is holy ground. Don't come up in here. Don't bring no spirits up in here because this is holy ground, because this is where the magic happens.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So.
You need to get a drink of water?
I got some. What else can you share with listeners while I'm getting some water?
What I share with listeners is that you have to focus on one thing. There's so many things out here that you can do, that you can build, that you can strategize on, but you need to master one thing. And then once you master that one thing, then teach it. Excuse me. You teach that thing, whatever that situation is. Because guess what? you have something, you got something that the world wants to hear, and the world needs to hear it. You are not alone. I need to let your listeners know that sometimes, you know, when I talk to my coaching clients, they feel like they're alone. You are not alone. You're not a single person with the only problem in the world. There's somebody else that needs to hear your voice, and that you are the solution to that problem. Just like the lady with the sheep herder, you know, she is the solution to somebody's problem, but you got to get out. She got skill sets that she can teach that mm-hmm. somebody needs to hear.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yes. So mm-hmm. get out, strategize that, plan it out, implement it. And then the lady that lives in France, so now that you have that, now go and teach it. It doesn't have, and don't compare yourself to others. That used to be one thing with me. I used to compare myself to others. Excuse me. What they're doing and what I'm doing. But when you start walking in the ownership of what God has given you, when you start manifesting the things that God has provided to you, when you start putting the law of attraction and visualization into progress, things are going to happen. And remove all the distraction, remove all the negativity, and just keep moving forward. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right, just look straight ahead.
Okay. So we're going to end this because my throat is a little raspy.
Yeah.
So give listeners your website, your contact information, et cetera.
Absolutely. I am Ask Dr. Missy Johnson. I am www.askdrmissy. Ask Dr. Missy. I am Ask Dr. Missy everywhere on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook. And if you want to email me, just email me at fearlesswomenrockllc. fearlesswomenrockllc@gmail.com.
So do you have any upcoming events?
Yes, right now I am working on my volume 3 for my anthology project. So if anyone want to be inside of the book, you know, as a chapter to become an author, they can email me at fearlesswomenrockllc@gmail.com. And I'm also going to, in the next coming weeks, I'm going to go film on the movie set.
Oh, are you going to be with Denzel?
Not this time, mm-hmm. but I'm manifesting him. I visualize it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want everybody, I know, guys, this is the first time I've been able to talk all week, so I'm glad to be able to get this far. But I want everybody to visit her website. All right.
Thank you.
You have any parting words for people? Anything, any last word?
Trust the process. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and let him direct your path. I know that you may be in a situation right now that you don't know where your finances are coming from. You don't know what's going on with your family. You don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. But what I want you to do is just lean not to your own understanding. Keep moving. Remember, plan it out, implement it. And then once you do all that, execute the plan. Because someone needs to hear your story. Someone needs to hear your voice. And you are the one that's going to change the world.
Thank you so much. Thank you for talking when I couldn't. Everybody visit her website. And my new mantra is get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens. Everybody,
absolutely.
Have a great week. Thank you, Dr. Missy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.